let's start the Mishnah. The Amosai Karin Shema Ba'arvin. Go ahead. Okay, so when do you read Kriya Shema? When do you read Shema in the evening? From the time the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma until the end of the first Hashemara. That's Rabbi Eliezer. So what? So what does that mean?
So Kohanim and Rashi, Kohanim Shenitnu, Tavu, Beherib, Shemashan, Vegia, Itam, Lechol, Shema.
So when the Kohanim who became Tamei and went to the Mikvah, and the sun set on that day, and now it's time for them to eat Truma, that's when you should say Kriya Shema. That's a handy... you got to live next to a Kohen who happens to become Tommy. Yeah, so do we know when that time is? I mean, that would be good if we knew when that time is. I will see. The Gemara goes into it, right? When is that time, basically? Seis. Okay, go ahead. Wait, Ad Sof HaShemara Rishona.
Ad Sof HaShemara Rishona. Shlisha Laila Kinfar Shemara.
Mishon ve'ela.
Avar zman ve'lo mikri su zman shchiva ve'lo karina be'v shachtecha u'mekami.
U'mekami hachi.
Nami v'ad zman shchiva v'tifa v'kori kodim l'kain lo yate v'chabasa.
Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer holds that's to be zman shchiva, bedtime, right? Bedtime. So he says bedtime goes from seis until what? Until the first division of the night. So let's just think about this for a minute. Now, is it a din of... It's just something we have to think about. I don't know if we have an answer to it now. But is it a din of Laila, or is it a din of bedtime? Right? I mean, we live in a northern latitude. So, and we have... daylight savings time. So, sometimes Seis is at 5:30 and sometimes Seis is at 10 o'clock. Is it a din of people's bedtimes change? I don't know. Is it a din of Laila? Or is it a din of bedtime? Or is it the bedtime of the Laila? Right? Just things we have to think about. Things we have to keep our minds open to. Okay, so, but anyway, it's the Zman Shchiva. Right? It's the Zman Shchiva. So, Rashi seems to say that beforehand it's not bedtime. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Saying before it says, people don't go to sleep. Right? People don't go to sleep before it says. It doesn't say before it says it's not Laila. It says before it says it's not time to go to sleep. Okay? And after Tzeis is already past bedtime. What are you doing up past bedtime? That's not none of my business. But it's past bedtime. After the Hashemara. After the Hashemara. I'm sorry, I know. Obviously, come on. It's not terrifying. Bedtime's not terrifying. Especially not in my house. Go ahead.
In Cain, Lama Korin also repents the Knesset. Kedei Lama Lama Lama
Okay, this is a controversy we're not going to get embroiled in right now. Okay. Chachamim Omrim. Okay, so after Rabbi Eliezer, now you have two more positions. Chachamim say until Chatzos, and Rabbi Gamliel says Achi Alam Ad Hashachar. Okay. Rashi doesn't comment on the Rabbanon right now, right? But what is it for Rabbi Eliezer? Yeah, what does that mean? Kol ha'layla kor zman shchiva. I mean, from Rashi, literally, it sounds like he's saying they're arguing about bedtime, no? Is the same terminology used before? Zman shchiva. Zman shchiva. So, unless you can say shchiva has two meanings, like that's the way Rabbeinu Yonah learns it, right? He learns it like the Chinuch has it. That there's bedtime and then there's sleep time. Right, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Zman Shchiva means the piece going in the Lashon of the Pasuk, B'shach V'cha. According to Rabbi Eliezer, apparently he's learning it's defined by when you go to sleep. But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, It's considered Zman Shchiva not when you do the Mice of Shchiva, not when you do the Mice of going to sleep, but the period that you sleep in. Like that's how Rabbeinu Yonah learns it. Not that it's a machlokus on Metzius, but it's a machlokus on which quality the Torah is relegating the mitzvah to. That's true. I mean, the chinuch tried to have it both ways. He tried to have it both ways. That's a good question. I don't know. Right? That's the way that the Rabbeinu Yonah learns, right? He says, "V'darshin u'bishach b'chach kol zman shebnei adam shochin v'mitoseim." Right? That's the way he learns. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer learned, it's when you go to sleep. Correct? Yeah. Ad sof hashmor rishona, then you shlish alayla. Svirulei, Svirulei le Rabbi Eliezer, the ma'idach sivu v'shach b'cha, ain't a rutz lomer calls man she shochvim b'mito seim, el calls man she holchim lishkov. Right? That's the way Rabbeinu Yonah learns the machlokas. How do you die? What's the zman of b'shach b'cha? Is it the zman of holech lishkov, that you're going to sleep? Or is it the zman of what? Shochvim v'mito seim. Right? Yeah. So you want to define that? Huh? Kol Laila, which would be Kol Laila. So the Chacham is just a siyag. I have. All right. So the Gemara is saying that the sheet of the Rabbanan here is a general rule. It's a general rule. It's not a specific here. But whenever there's a mitzvah Kol Laila, they always make it as a harchaka to not do it past Chatzos, right? Because Chatzos is what? What is Chatzos? There's no concept of Chatzos. The first Ashmora, apparently, you can say, is a Zman of Shriva, of Holchim Lishkov. And Kol Laila is an idea of Shochim Mitosayim. But what's Chatzos? So saying Chatzos is really, they agree with the Zman of Kol Laila, but there's a Harchoka.
You're saying generally when there's a mitzvah of all night, isn't it not Grashi just because it's Kares?
No, that's what the Gemara says. Whenever they say, well, if you put it the other way, whenever they say ad chatzos, it means that the mitzvah is till amud shachar. Okay. But they do it more than once. But here, according to Rashi, it's these two cases, right? These two cases. The Mishnah has these two cases. Hektach chalavim is not included. Why it's here is a good question. Go ahead. Okay, so what's the case kol ne'acholim liyom echad? Right, so it's a karban, right? So what's the din by the karban? That you have until amud hashachar. And what happens at amud hashachar? It becomes nosa. Now that is what? That's an issa. Right, it's an issa to leave it until the morning. Right? Okay, so what does Rashi mean? Kadesh lo yovon l'ochlon. Yeah, but if you eat it, you're chayev in kares. Right? In other words, what's the harchak over here? What were they being marchak when they said, eat it until chatzos? What were they being marchak? That a guy would do what? He would eat it after amud hashachar. I have to give the guy to amud hashachar, so you'll say, oh, you got all night, and he'll start eating, he'll leave it over till after amud hashachar, and then he'll be over the issur kares of achilas nosa. Not making of the nosa. According to Rashi, it's not just because, it's not a hachaka from making nosa. Right? It's a hachaka from the achila. He says it. There's no kares in making nosa. There's no issur kares in just making nosa. Kedei shelo yovo le'ochlon la'achar amud hashachar v'yischayev kares, right? V'chein b'kriya shema, but it's very different. I mean, in issur kares is one thing. V'chein b'kriya shema, that what? Zrizus kedei what? Lizareis es adam shelo yomar yesh liot shos. I got plenty of time. Sochkach yalam amud hashachar v'avol ozman. Okay, I have to take that. The Rabbeinu Yonah goes into that in length. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's just start one line of Gemara, and then I'll leave you with the question. Okay. So anyway, we want to think about if we can define the machlokas a little bit better, right? That's one thing. And then this thing is the Gemara says Tana Hechakai, right? So you saw the first piece of the Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay. So the question is like this: We were talking according to the Rambam, so we said it's one mitzvah pa'mayim b'chol yom, right? Now we said when does the mitzvah start? Mistaver, it starts at night, right? So what's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's question? Why does the Mishnah start at night? If it's a mitzvah that has two times in the day, and the mitzvah starts at night, of course the Mishnah is going to start at night. What kind of a question? The whole question and answer according to the Gemara is difficult, according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, it's fine, because they're two separate mitzvahs. So then there's no reason to start with one over the other. So you have to find reasons, either, say, the Brachos, or just copying the Lashon of the Pasuk. But if I told you there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and how do you do it? You start at night and you finish in the morning. Then what kind of a question is? There's no room for the question. There's no room for the question. Why did the Mishnah describe the mitzvah in the right way? What kind of a question is that? Because they're copying Brachos. It's nonsensical. Okay, think about that.